There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Young reviewer, young minds, big ideas.
Gabe, Phoebe, welcome to Talking of Books. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
Good, okay. So can you tell us the title of the book that we're reviewing today? I'm really excited about it, but I think you should get the honour of saying what the title is.
The title of the book we are talking about today is called Muddle Earth by Chris Riddle and...
Paul Stewart. Yeah? Okay, cool. Did you like the book? That's the first important question. Did you enjoy reading it?
I definitely enjoyed reading it.
What about you, Phoebe? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you want to read the book instead of doing other things that you should have been doing? Did your mum and dad get mad at you at any point?
Definitely.
Definitely. So you were avoiding chores because you were reading this book? Yeah, not yes. Nods. Okay. So to catch up our listeners, Muddle Earth is about an ordinary schoolboy called Joe from Ordinary Earth who finds his life changed forever when a wizard who only knows one spell uses it to bring him to Muddle Earth, which is nothing like our Earth at all, is it? It's completely different. It's full of lots of weird and wonderful creatures. Yeah. And there's an ogre who cries a lot. What's his name?
Engelbert the Enormous.
Well, there is Engelbert the Enormous. Begins with an N.
Norbert.
Norbert, yes. Yeah. Norbert. So he cries a lot and he's very small for an ogre. And there's a very cheeky budgie called Veronica as well. And an evil villain in their way who has perhaps the best character name of all.
It is Dr. Cuddles.
Dr. Cuddles. Would you expect somebody called Dr. Cuddles to be a terrifying villain?
Not at all.
Not at all. Was that part of the charm? Did you enjoy the fact that Dr. Cuddles was villainous?
I loved it. It was one of my favourite books. Bits of the book.
What about you, Phoebe?
It was really funny that his name was Dr. Cuddles because he was a good guy, but he was actually...
Really, really mean.
Really, really mean.
Yeah. What did you think, Rob?
I enjoyed it thoroughly, actually. I thought it was quite long for children's books.
Yeah,
450 pages. Is it longer than the ones you normally read, or...?
Yes, it is.
Yeah? You enjoyed it, though?
Yep.
Yeah.
And which of you... Because you're brother and sister, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, did you have to share the book? Because when I was your age, I had to share everything with my sister.
No, we got our own books, luckily.
You did. Good. And who finished first, then?
Me.
Ah, very good, very good. And it says on the cover here, a laugh on every page.
That's true.
Did it make
very
you laugh
true.
A lot?
Yeah, very it did.
True. Good.
You both have fun facts to share, don't you?
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
You.
Young reviewer fun facts.
Phoebe, go on, you could do it. You've got a page full of notes. Earlier on the show, you missed this because we were off air, but Gabe asked if he could have some fun facts to share because he only had the one, and Phoebe just said outright no. So there you go, brother and sister for you. Phoebe, what are your fun facts?
Well, Chris Riddle is also a political cartoonist.
He's also a political cartoonist, yep.
And one of his university tutors was Raymond Briggs, the author of The Snowman.
Oh my goodness. So
I didn't know that either.
So Raymond Briggs, author of The Snowman, was his university tutor. That's brilliant. What about you, Gabe? What's your fun fact?
Muddle Earth is a... Chris Riddle took The Hobbit and made it... took some of the parts from The Hobbit and made them funny and put them into Muddle Earth.
So it's inspired by J.R. Tolkien and Middle Earth from the books. Okay, that makes sense. That makes the title make sense.
So Paul Stewart did the writing then and Chris Riddle did the illustrations, is that right?
No.
The other way around. Other way around, okay. Because throughout the book it's got these beautiful pen and ink, sort of quite traditional pen and ink style illustrations. Yeah. Very nicely done.
Yeah, Chris Riddle was the Children's Laureate as well until very recently. Uh-huh. They've just done the changing of the guard for the Children's Laureate. But he is the former Children's Laureate. I have a fun fact too, actually, if I'm allowed to share one. And that's, did you know that writers and illustrators don't often work together? So when they usually put these books together, they're often done sometimes in separate parts of the
remotely.
World or the country, and they come together via email or the publishers doing their thing behind the scenes. But Paul Stewart and Chris Riddle actually do work together, and this is quite unusual. This is them talking about that, how it works in their own words.
It's often very unusual for a writer and an illustrator to work together. So there's something hugely comforting about having a companion, having someone travelling that journey with you, and someone you can turn to and say, how do we get out of this?
You can't get writer's block if there's two of you writing the same thing.
I won't allow it.
So it's pretty cool that they don't get writer's block, right? Because there's always two of them. Would you two ever collaborate?
No.
No, absolutely not. No. That was the most definite no I've heard all day. Okay, well, let's move on from that. But do either of you like writing or drawing?
I like drawing. She likes writing
and drawing.
So you've got the makings of a perfect writing illustration team, but you just won't work together.
Nope.
Oh, such a shame. We're missing the best future illustrator writer team in the world. So who is your favourite author, and which kinds of books do you generally like to read?
I like to read J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter.
And was this kind of in keeping with the stuff that you normally like to read, or was it a little bit of a departure?
It was definitely out of my comfort zone, really.
Out of your comfort zone in terms of just the subject matter?
The subject.
Okay. So what did you like about it?
I liked the fact it was funny. Mm-hmm. It was very funny. I like the fact it was based around other books or another book. It was very funny.
Well, speaking of funny, you've actually got the opening paragraph to read, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do
you want to do that?
Night was falling over Muddle Earth. The sun had set, the sky was darkening, and already two of its three moons had risen above the musty mountains. One of these moons was as purple as a batbird. The other was as yellow as an ogre's underpants on wash day. Both were full and bright.
It's just a great way to begin a book. So that gives you an idea of basically what the rest of the style of the writing's like. It's very funny throughout, isn't it?
Yes.
So did you choose this book, or were you asked to read it? I know the answer to this, but you've got to tell us anyway.
We were asked to read it.
By who?
The lady who does our book club.
So Yvette runs the Costa Children's Book Club. So they're from the Costa Children's Reading Group, and this is the book that they had to read. So how did the discussion go with everybody else?
Well, everyone really liked it. They thought it was funny. So mainly the same points that I had. They thought it was very funny, and they liked the fact that it had some made-up creatures in.
So it had made-up creatures. Do you have a favourite made-up creature from the book?
I like the ogres.
The ogres are pretty cool. But they're not like you'd expect ogres to be, are they, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the kind of all the characters in the book are quite fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, and there is no real evil in the book. I mean, Dr. Cuddles, of course, represents the ultimate villain, who at the
far
end
from cuddly.
Yeah, who gets defeated, I believe, at the end, without too much of a spoiler alert. Dr. Cuddles isn't really evil, is he? I won't say what his Dr. Cuddles is revealed to be. He wears a kind of a robe, doesn't he, a kind of with a hood.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't actually tell what Dr. Cuddles is, and all you see are these kind of bright blue eyes piercing through this kind of darkness of his hood. But Phoebe, what was the funniest part of the book for you?
I like the cutlery stampede.
Yeah. There's lots of strange things, aren't there? There's kind of wardrobes are kind of bombing people, where, you know, flying around using the doors of the wardrobes as their wings, and then dropping coat hangers as a means of attack. And there's a lot of kind of nonsense, isn't there? Cutlery stampedes.
I really like that.
Yeah.
More on the evil Dr. Cuddles and more when we come back.
Young reviewer, young minds, big ideas.
Good morning and welcome back to Talking of Books. We're currently reviewing it's the children's book slot at the moment. We're currently reviewing Muddle Earth by Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell with our two young reviewers, Phoebe and Gabe.
So we were just talking about Dr. Cuddles and not wanting to kind of spoil that, didn't we?
Yes.
Did it surprise you, though? Without giving it away, did it surprise you?
Definitely. It was a very big surprise. I was not expecting it. It was something very different.
What about you, Phoebe? Did you see it coming a mile off?
No,
completely unexpected. Okay, at least it has a good twist, we know that much. We just had a couple of texts in about people's favourite villains as well. So, I don't have a name for this one, but Crowley from Good Omens has come up. And also Frank Herbert's Dune, nasty villain in that, Baron Harkonnen. I don't know how to pronounce that, but hopefully that's correct. You were saying something a bit mean off air, Gabe.
Yes, I was.
Would you like to elaborate?
In the story, there's a very annoying bird called Veronica, and I was saying my sister is very much like her.
To be fair, though, when I looked at your notes, Phoebe, you did say that one of the fun facts was you are a bit like Veronica. So you do agree?
Yeah, I do.
Exactly.
But what about Gabe? Is he like any of the characters?
He's a bit like Joe.
He's a bit like Joe. Okay. Favourite characters in general? Did you have any favourites?
I like the spoon.
The teaspoon. Tell us a bit about the teaspoon. How does that fit into the story?
Well, Joe picked the teaspoon up and then they went to the Goblin Bridge and they didn't have anything. They didn't have anything to give them, and then Joe, he put the spoon in his back pocket and then he rummaged about in his pockets and then he found the spoon and he gave it to the goblin that was guarding the bridge. And it was, and then I don't know what happened after that, but the teaspoon.
But you like
what
the
happened
teaspoon,
yeah. Is the teaspoon, it in The Hobbit, I think, or The Lord of the Rings, one of them, there's like one ring to lead them all. It's one teaspoon to lead them all. Like, because at the end, all the teaspoon surrounds the evil villains. And the teaspoon has to be taken and put on the ground and leads all the... It's the leader of all the cutlery, because all the cutlery's had an enchantment on, and it's
one teaspoon to rule them all.
What happens in the book, Ava, because it starts a little bit like Alice in Wonderland, doesn't it? That Joe and his dog kind of disappear down a rabbit hole and then go into this alternative world, don't they, which is Muddle Earth.
Yeah, because it starts in Muddle Earth, but then the next chapter moves to Joe. So our ordinary world, right? And you can easily identify with him, can't you? Because he's trying to do his homework, but his house is too noisy because he's got a dog, he's got siblings, his mum's doing the vacuuming, and he can't get a moment's peace. And I thought that was really lovely. So he goes outside with his dog for a walk to clear his head, and that's when that gateway to Muddle Earth opens, and he ends up literally falling down the rabbit hole. You're quite right. It was a bit like Alice in Wonderland. Did you like the way that started?
Yeah, I thought it was a nice way to start.
Would you have changed anything about the book?
Not sure.
What about you, Phoebe?
I wouldn't have changed anything about the book.
So you loved it entirely?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you like the way the story ended?
Yeah, I thought the ending was cool. I liked the part where he came back to Earth and time had stopped while I was in...
Oh, because that was the main concern of his, wasn't it? So he had this big essay to write. And what was it called again? It was something like My Big Adventure.
Amazing Adventures, I think.
Amazing Adventures. Yeah. And he was really stuck. He couldn't think of anything to write. So when he comes back, he's got a lot to say, hasn't he? So and he's not worried about turning the homework in either because time stopped.
No.
What about the wizard, Randolph? Did you like him?
He was quite a cool character. I thought it was... Yeah, I liked the character. It was just that... It really surprised me at the end when he wasn't... When it turned out he wasn't actually a proper wizard.
Oh, are we giving spoilers away?
Yes,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's fine.
He was more of like a wizard's apprentice who'd made a few mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other characters that you really liked? I'm surprised that you didn't retaliate and say that your brother was like any of the characters, like an ogre, and you were very nice and you said Joe. Did you like the ogres in the book?
I thought Engelbert the Enormous was very cool.
Well, that's just what I was saying earlier, that the ogres are a little bit different because they're not mean like you'd expect them to be. All the ogres have, I can't remember what they call it in the book, Rob, but like a kind of...
A snuggly wuggly,
there we go. And they're quite, the big softies really, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did you expect that?
No.
I thought they were going to be, you didn't know anything about them when he said, they were, in the story it said they were squeezing sheep. Joe was really nervous. Oh, what if he does it to me? Oh, I'm so scared.
Because that sounds quite sinister.
And then when he got there, he's just... I miss my snuggly wuggly. And that's all that's wrong. He's only squeezing sheep to find out if they talk or something. See if they make a nice noise. And if they make a nice snuggly wuggly.
That it sounds really awful when you first hear about him squeezing sheep. It's like, what is that? That sounds awful.
Isn't the Snuggly Wuggly stolen from the ogre and then is used to make a pair of singing curtains?
Yeah.
The horned baron is trying to procure on behalf of his wife.
I think that my possibly my favourite character was the horned baron's wife.
Yes, that was my favourite character. And I don't actually, strangely enough, I don't think you ever meet her. She's like a stage direction, isn't she? So she's always shouting to the horned baron to do this, do that. You know, she's like the archetypal kind of nagging wife. And then she gets kidnapped, doesn't she, by Dr. Cuddles.
Mm.
And then Dr. Cuddles plans various tortures for her, which he actually seems to quite enjoy. And she's saying, you know, Dr. Cuddles, come on, fill my bath up with boiling oil. You know, please, hurry, hurry. It's very good, sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah. I did like the Horned Baron's wife. I thought she was very shrill, very funny.
Yes.
And he was constantly plagued by her, so he's trying to solve all the problems in the kingdom, and then, like you say, off stage, there she is, always nagging him about, where are my curtains?
Yeah, as a character, she kind of made me recall Basil Fawlty's wife in Fawlty Towers.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I do have an important question for you. Would you recommend this book to your friends or anybody else?
I would, definitely.
And what, I mean, how old are you two? I didn't ask that at the beginning.
I'm 10, Phoebe's 8.
And did you find it challenging in terms of the writing at all? Or?
I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
You didn't. So you'd recommend it to friends your own age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd also recommend it to grown-ups as well, because I had great fun reading this. But I'm a big Chris Riddell fan, so I'm a little bit biased. If you could give this a mark out of, say, 5 stars, how many stars would you give it?
4.5.
4.5? Where's the half gone?
5.
That's an easy way out. What about you, Phoebe?
5.
You're both taking the easy way out. What about you, Rob?
I haven't read a children's book for a long time, so I think I would give it... And fantasy is not particularly my genre either, so I think this has to qualify as fantasy. 4.
Okay, where does it lose a point?
Where does it lose a point? Good question. Good question.
This is what happens when Rob's put on the spot.
Yeah, he's lost for words. I think it could have been a bit tighter, a little bit shorter. I think it could have been 100 words shorter. That would be my...
Fair enough. We haven't talked about the illustrations. Did you like the illustrations?
I thought they were very cool. They put your mind on the scene. They made you think what it would look like to what would happen.
One thing I did like about the illustrations, and I think this is something that Chris Riddell's mentioned before, is that he tries to use the illustrations not to depict something that's already described in the text, but as a support. So if you notice, remember when they're walking with the ogres to try and get to Goblin Town, and they're looking at the signs to try and find out where to go? The illustration works really well with the text. So rather than reading what the sign says in the text, you go to the sign and read it for yourself in the illustration, and then the story carries on. So that was quite... I know you were saying that it could have been a bit tighter, Rob, but I think that was quite tight.
Mm.
Do you guys have any final thoughts?
I liked the... I liked what it said on the sign.
Yes. Are you trying to find that now? He's flicking through.
Oh, I am, yes.
Yeah.
Haven't found it, though.
Do you remember what the sign said?
Goblin Town, this way, a very long way, so stop reading this sign and get a move on, stupid.
That was it, yeah. And poor Norbert got very upset because he thought people were calling him stupid. Poor Norbert. So yeah, that's Muddle Earth by Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell. I have them talking a bit about another series that they wrote, but more about the importance of reality in fantasy stories. Have a listen.
With all fantasy, you've got to have reality at the centre of it.
With Wormwield, it's settlers, and instead of perhaps Native Americans, when Europeans went there, there's a different species, worms. It's how humans would deal with a different species, particularly if some of them were equally intelligent.
So. Readers will really connect with this world.
So yeah, that's Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell talking about the importance of reality in fantasy fiction. You said that your favourite book of all time was probably the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
What did you say, Phoebe?
I like the Jacqueline Wilson.
You like Jacqueline Wilson's
yeah.
books? Do you have a favourite of her books?
Not really. I like all of them.
You like all of them. You're dedicated to the author. Where do you usually do your reading?
In my bedroom. Same.
Same. You don't have like a secret reading spot?
No.
No, okay.
In my bedroom, on my bed, or on the sofa.
Fair enough. What about you, Rob?
Bed, largely, although sometimes on the sofa.
I can't read in bed, I just fall asleep.
Well, that's the beauty of reading, isn't it? You know, it actually helps you fall asleep. We'll be talking about that later, won't we?
Yeah.
The impact of blue screen and technology and all these things. But a book at bedtime is a perfect kind of cure for insomnia.
And a perfect book at bedtime is Muddle Earth by Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell. Thank you so much for coming on, Gabe and Phoebe, to talk about the book. I loved your review and hope to see you back on the show again soon. More when we come back.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.